Oops, looks like I was muted there. We're reading in Psalm number 31, if you're online there. Sorry, I think I was muted. I had said in my alarm, I am cut off from your sight, but you heard the voice of my pleas for mercy when I cried to you for help. Love the Lord, all you his saints. The Lord preserves the faithful, but abundantly repays the one who acts in pride. Be strong and let your heart take courage, all you who wait for the Lord. Amen. So I really wanted to read that, and there's a few things we can lay, there's a lot you can lay hold of here for time of prayer, but I really want to give a sermonette on this one, really just read through it and let it jump out at you as the Lord leads. But a few things I thought about for prayer in general. God is our refuge. You see that come out right at the beginning. And you, O Lord, I take refuge. So David sets that up as you are going to be my refuge. You're the one I'm coming to refuge, safety, that stability of God. He's setting God up and defining him that way. And he's asking for God to listen, incline your ear to me, and to do it fast, rescue me speedily. And he wants God to be a rock to him, a refuge in verse 2, a strong fortress, his salvation. So that's really the initial prayer request. You see this rock language come through in verses 3. Refuge again, you'll see. One thing that jumps out is that in verse 7, for when we think about praying, I will rejoice and be glad in your steadfast love. That's something that we should be doing. And then know with knowledge when we pray that God has seen our affliction in verse 7. You have known the distress of my soul. So God knows us intimately, and he knows our needs intimately and our afflictions and our distress, our deepest distress. When we come to him, obviously, we tell him these things and we're asking for specific things, but he already knows those things because he loves us so deeply. He sees your affliction right now, and he knows the distress of your soul as we come to him. And then I thought in verse 9, his prayer before he launches into kind of his current situation, his current distress, David, is really seen. Between verses 9 and 13, he talks about his situation, his adversaries, what's happened to him. But before he does that, he asks God in verse 9, "Be gracious to me, O Lord, for I am in distress." And I thought, really, anything we ask for falls under that general category. There's nothing that we can ask God for or ask God to do that is not pulling on the mercy and grace of God. And so anytime we say, Lord, please save our lost loved ones, or Lord, please knit us together closer as a church, or Lord, please provide this, we're really saying, give me more grace. And we know that, but just a reminder. So he defines his situation a little bit through verse 13 and how dire that is. This is my current situation. I got adversaries. I'm a reproach, especially to my neighbors, a dread to my acquaintances. I've been forgotten. I'm like one who's dead. I'm a broken vessel. They're whispering over here. There's terror on every side. Then his confidence comes through in 14 through 18. Excuse me. But in spite of that, I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. And he says, my times are in your hands, are in your hand. My times are in your hand. And God, and our time, our affliction, present, whatever we are bringing to God is in his hand. We can commit it to him. He asks for rescue. He asks that God would make his face to shine upon him and save him in his in through God's steadfast love in verse 16. Don't let me be put to shame. I call upon you. Let the wicked be put to shame in contrast. And then in verse 19, this is the God we're coming to in prayer this morning, a God who is abundant in goodness. Oh, how abundant is your goodness, which you have stored up for those who fear you. That's us. God has abundant goodness stored up for us as we come before him this morning, ready to pour it out upon us. And he's always good to us. But the writer is taking a moment. Oh, how abundant. It's abundant goodness. You've stored up for those who fear you and worked for those who take refuge there again in you in the sight of the children of mankind. So, and then an encouragement, in verse 21, blessed be the Lord, for he has wondrously shown his steadfast love to me. And then in ending in verse 24, be strong and let your heart take courage, all you who wait on the Lord. So if we're waiting on the Lord with anything we bring before him this morning, we can take courage. Look at how, and look to the psalm and see how David was taken care of by God in the first few verses, kind of mentions the past, what and how God has taken care of him before. Then he mentions his current distress, and then he gives in verses 14 through 18, this portrays his confidence in God. And then he has a pretty strong resolve in the end here. And an encouragement to us, love the Lord, all you his saints. The Lord preserves the faithful, but abundantly repays the one who acts in pride. Be strong and let your heart take courage, all you who wait for the Lord. Amen. So we're praying to a God who hears us. We're praying to a God who does incline his ear to us, who is our refuge, our rock, our salvation, and has abundant goodness to pour out on those who fear him. So if you're a Christian and you pray to God this morning, these things are yours. And just think that's something to be encouraged about this morning. So with that in mind, how can we then pray? What do we have to pray about? Is anything on your heart that the congregation can come together and pray together and bear each other's burdens for you with? Open it up. If you have something on Zoom, just jump in.
It was a grace jam on the computer, I think, yesterday, this morning, about God desiring to bless you, anticipating, wanting to. And it referred to the Niagara River boiling over. Just imagine him hitting the cup just for you with all this grace. And it just overflows with all of this, you know, just tons and tons of water. And he just gets a cup for you. And you're just overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And that his desire is to do that for you, to show how faith is.
Right. Amen. Yeah, those truths about grace, I think they're meant to overwhelm us. I was reading somewhere in the Psalms, can't remember where, but I was reading that the psalmist wrote, you delight in me or you delight in your people. And just the thought of God delighting in us. Yeah, it's kind of unbelievable, you know. You know why he does, but it's still unbelievable, you know. Amen.
You know, continue to pray for Aaron.
Yeah.
I would really like for him to spend more time with me. So I can put him and talk to him when he's not over there alone at his dad's house. He's gonna my father's dying, he has cancer. Oh. And he has less than 6 months to live, I don't think he's going to even make it that long. He also has Alzheimer's really bad. So we're going to be flying up there on July 10th and staying for a few days. And so Aaron's going to get to witness that and experience a lot of death this past year between Dustin's dad and his grandmother, which he's very close to. So I just pray that God could use that and would use that, Aaron. Just keep praying for our family. We're in a good place with it all.
Yeah.
Not too discouraged. Just for my son to be saved.
Amen. Yeah.
More than anything.
Amen. We can definitely pray about that. How should we pray for your dad? Does he know the Lord, or should we pray for his soul as well?
Yeah, Dustin did share the plan of salvation with him, and he actually remembered a little bit of what Dustin said, which he was in and out of consciousness when Dustin was talking to him. We're doing FaceTime, but we're actually going to be able to go there. And when he originally had a seizure and he lost his mind, he came to me and was telling me how he knew how desperate it was for him. He was telling me all this. He's like, I get it. I understand. And I'm going to make a change. You know, I was telling him to pray and stuff. Mm-hmm. He lost his mind completely. So
yeah.
I think he's in a good place, too, to talk to. And my stepmom as well. But, you know, we asked her, you know, can your church do this and that? Or can your church, you know, asking questions about her, the church that she attends. She said, they're not like that up here. They're very liberal. They don't check on you. Mm-hmm. I had to set an appointment up with the pastor just to come talk to your dad. So they don't have any kind of.
Yeah.
She's all alone. She needs prayer because he's waking her up all throughout the night, confused, and she's having to work full time. Her name is Bobby.
Okay.
That's my stepmom. So okay. A lot of prayer. We need
yeah.
our family.
That's what we're here for. That's what this time is really for. So, amen. We can pray about those things. Anyone else? Yeah. Yeah. And when you said next month or this
July.
Okay. Yeah. We'll keep y'all in prayer with that. Anyone else have anything they want to lift up? You can always lift up our lost loved one. Sorry,
Tom. Yeah, I'm just going to add to that. And Samantha, I want to tell you what a testimony to hear your calmness and your confidence in the Lord and sharing, you know, your things going on, family and, you know, death and salvation. But, you know, that's two ultimatums there, you know, that don't take lightly. And, you know, the growth, and I just sense your trust in the Lord and all of this. It's a good testimony to hear where you put it. You know, I praise the Lord that that's a lot. And, you know, this song, like so many of the songs, it throws a lot out of the things that we're going through, of what David is always at the end, always quick and good to bring it back to, you know, his hope, Lord, and the contrast for what's going on around him with what he knows the Lord is capable of doing. And each one of us have our own stories that we know that, you know, things collapsing around us, but it's just like, you know, the calmness of which Samantha's expressed things. We can all likewise do the same, knowing that God supersedes, you know, our Lord, that, you know, it supersedes time and events and made every one of us, knows the hairs of our head and knows every detail of everything going on and all at the same time. There's so much in total control that there's no amount of thanksgivings that we can give to the Lord to thank him for that stability that we have to be able to rest in that. That, you know, unlike the world, everything is shifting sand and situation and circumstance changes, so goes their hope. You know, I'm just thanking the Lord this morning that all that is shaken up. Like, think about the illustration that Mark gave of the waters at the bottom of the ocean and waters at the top, and all that's shaken all around us. We can, you know, as the psalmist says, I think Psalm 4, I can both lie down in peace and sleep, for the Lord sustains me. You know, and just thank the Lord that we have that. It's all been handled by him, foundation of the world. These are just things that the Lord chooses to you know, our little time slot here in this passing life, you know, throws out these sort of like a, you know, like actors in a play. We're giving our parts, and our job above all other jobs is just to play our part and trust him that he knows each one of those parts intimately. And that's exactly what we need to make us more like Christ.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord, for that. We've had a series of events, Bridget and I, within the families this last, toward the end of this week through the weekend. It was pretty staggering, one after another themselves. But I thank the Lord that all that, when it's all said and done, you know, we have moments where we kind of get riled up and all that stuff, you know, and emotional and you know, all these different emotions go through us. But when it's all said and done, we lay our head on our pillow and thank the Lord that we had that hope superseded. You know, we had everything from almost, you know, head and amber. We continually, by the grace and help of some brothers, you know, working with her and some counseling, and she got heavy demonic issues and problems there, as y'all know, and lots of weight on Bridget and I, what's going on there. And in the midst of that, over there, I get a call that my brother's waving a gun around, threatening to kill everybody around himself and his ex-wife, his girlfriend, and all that. And I need a detour to go over there and catch up with him and stop him from stuff. And kind of get through that little ordeal and kind of do some things with Amber, and, you know, and then Bridget's got a sister who's a single mom with a handicapped child that's got problems on a house and no way to do things at the house. We go over there, and then I get a call from, you know, my stepdad that my mom is kind of losing her mind, and she's set all of a sudden on a mode of anger where she hates everything that my stepdad is doing right now. She can't get out of that boat. She talks to us like she's always has, and this has just come on just like that. It's like an overnight change. It's like, and we're trying to determine whether or not she's able to talk and understand reasoning, or we got to make a plan for how that. You know, he's not a believer, and he wants to jump ships and leave, but because, Lord, what are we going to do then? So anyway, the wisdom for that, you know, and then I was on my way home from that to get another call, and it, somebody or something just busted down Amber's door. And well, it wasn't her bank door, it was her glass, hard glass door. And, Gary was over here with Mark, helping counsel Amber. We left, we detoured over there, and we cleaned up glass all over there, can't figure out what was going on, who did it or what did it. We don't know. But, you know, I don't share that all. To say, oh, wow, you got so much and a pity or nothing like that. But it's really, it's praise to the Lord. Whether it's, you know, it's no different. All of us with the Lord in his good, all-knowing, you know, we believe in his sovereignty to the utmost.
Right.
And we cannot believe that and say we believe that. If we can't at the end of the day say, Lord, you're good, you're just, you're holy, you're right to do all these things and set them up exactly like we ordained them so that we might walk in them, and for one reason alone, for the glory of himself, and to make us more into the image of the one that we are, his brothers, you know, that you know, he has set us to inherit the kingdom of God and share in the inheritance of Jesus Christ. And, you know, he's preparing us to learn how to walk like a king that we are. You know, we already have the title. He's already called us who we are. And all these instances are just there to make us more ready for that. You know, more ready to carry that image and that name of Christ. So, you know, just, you know, I thank the Lord for that. His truths and scriptures that they declare, and David's words and Psalms. And so all those things go on around us. You know, we have that hope, and that hope we want to share with our loved ones as we go visit. And thank the Lord that he allows that word to go forth. Thank the Lord that he, you know, opens up minds and share that simple gospel message, you know, and that just to give that same hope to those around us, whether in our families or extended families or co-workers or whatever. But I know a lot of that just to thank the Lord this morning for that steadfastness, that that surety that we have in Him.
Amen. Yeah. Yeah. That verse 7 where he says, because you have seen my affliction, you have known the distress of my soul, jumps out as you're sharing. And that steadfast love that's all throughout, you know, a lot of the Psalms written by David just keeps coming up as you study the Psalms, the steadfast love and faithfulness of God, like a great broken record that you don't mind hearing over and over. So praise God for that. Thank you for sharing all that. Lots to pray about there.
I just want to praise God for two people quit at Dustin's job. And so God is providing for us financially to do this trip. And he also closed a door in our life of something that was causing turmoil, where Dustin wasn't getting rest, caught up talking about it. And I just closed that door, so now Dustin can't sleep at night, you know, and this is first Father's Day without his dad, and he's just strong, and great dad. But we do need grace so he can sleep at night, because he's working doubles. Like, we have to run out really fast, because he's got to get back in bed, and he's working 6 days a week, so y'all. I mean, we need the money, but we have a two-year-old that likes to scream. You know, but we're praising the Lord through it all. Like, we have a peace about everything. It's wonderful.
Thank you. And praise God. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. Amen. Well, why don't we go to the Lord in prayer? And I can open this up and Brother Ryan, would you mind closing us when folks are finished? Thank you.
Well, we thank you for the blessing and privilege to meet with your people and be in your presence corporately, Lord. Worship your truth and spirit. Thank you for the Lord shared this morning. Particularly enjoy that phase of our times are in your hands. Indeed, when we examine our lives. Whether we see it vividly or whether we understand it, we repeat our lives, pray in your hand, according to your chamber of purpose for each one of us, Lord. Help us to be godly and discerning, Father, what that path ought to be for each of us, Lord, for the guiding of the word and, Lord, your spirit that helps us to be encouraged, Lord, and edified, Lord, as we make our journey to the celestial city, Lord. God, share, Lord, all the pieces that come with that, Lord, and sometimes we're out of sorts, and sometimes we're on top of things. Whatever the case would be, Lord, we are depend on your grace and mercy to see us through that. Thank you for our little assembly, Lord. Help us have clarity and seek to serve you, Lord, in humility and honor, Lord, by edifying and encouraging those that you place in our path. Thank you for Mark, Lord. We bless him and anoint him. Studying the word as week in, week out, Lord, brings us to feed us things, Lord, that would be benefit to our soul for our eternity. Lord, help us be quick, listen, slow to speak. Help us to have a word of encouragement. Lord. Just thank you for each person here that bring to the table. Lord, and also help us to be transparent and know that each other's needs to pray for one another. And humble ourselves before you, Lord, and consider the interest of others more important than yourself. We love you and thank you, Lord, for all the goodness and the fruits and the blessings that you place in our life by knowing Christ. For the name of Christ.
Dear Lord, we come before you once again in the name of Jesus, Father. Thankful that we can come before you. And Lord, as we're reminded on this Father's Day that we observe and think of the fathers you've given us, Lord, both spiritual and physical, Lord, that you've ordained for us, Lord, whether good or bad or not there or there, Lord, you ordained that, Lord. Lord, the spiritual fathers, Lord, some have gotten great physical and spiritual, Lord. You've given so much, Lord. You've brought your people, different folks, through different things, Lord, and we just praise you for your goodness to us, Lord. And we're thankful, Lord, that we can, because of Christ and his great work, Lord, cry out to you as our Father, Lord. Lord, even if we don't have one, Lord, if we've lost one, or Lord, that you're our Father. And we're thankful for that, Lord. Lord, so thankful this morning for the testimonies we've heard, Father. Testimonies of exactly what we read about in this psalm, Lord. Your steadfast love in the lives of your saints, Lord. Lord, that we see, Lord, in these testimonies how you see their affliction and the distress of their soul, Lord, but that you remain their rock, their refuge, their fortress, their steadfast anchor, Father. We praise you for that, and Lord, we pray that that would encourage us this week, Lord, that we see rocky trials around, Lord, but that we would rest on you, Father, that you would be our stability, Lord. Your word would be, Father, would light our paths, Lord. Lord, we pray for these situations, though, Lord. We pray that you'd continue to show yourself faithful, and we know you will, Lord, but that we would continue to see that in these situations, Lord, for the Mercers, Lord, for Samantha's father, Lord. We pray, Lord, if he doesn't know you, that he would come to know you, Lord, before he passes, Lord. We pray this earnestly, Lord, that you would save him if he doesn't know you. If he does, Lord, that you would give him such peace in this time, Lord, and a sweet time with his family, Lord. We pray for this upcoming trip, that it would be that you would show yourself near, Lord, to the brokenhearted. Lord, we pray that you would encourage Dustin and Samantha and family, Lord, during this time. Lord, we pray for their son, Aaron, Lord, has been requested that we pray for you to save him, Lord, from his sins, save him to you. And that's what we pray this morning, and we all agree, Lord. There's no disagreement here that he should be, or that you should intervene on his behalf, because the Lamb is worthy, Lord. We pray that you would do that. We pray that you would do that, Lord, for Amber, Lord, this morning. Lord, so much mercy is needed there, and you have it, Lord. You have so much grace to pour out. And we all agree, Lord, that that would be good and glorifying to you, Lord, that Jesus would look more valuable to us, Father, if you would do that. Lord, we ask that you would be with the Legers and all the things that they requested, Lord, all the hardship, Lord, that you'd continue to show yourself steadfast, Lord, that you'd continue to pour out that abundant goodness. We ask that your hand be upon them this week, Lord, that you would save souls through some of these trials that were mentioned, Father. Lord, we ask that you would lead and guide us this morning, Father. We just thank you for being able to bear one another's burdens. We are so thankful that you hear us, Father. I pray that you would bless our time, Lord, worship and learning more about you and the preaching of your word. We pray that you would lead us. In Jesus' name, amen.